Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, November 12, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net. We hope this message is, we hope each day will indeed encourage you. It's titled, All May Change, But Jesus Never. The scripture text is a familiar passage, hopefully memorized by many of you, from Hebrews 13, verse 8.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
We enjoy reading biographies of great leaders from the church's past. Albert Benjamin Simpson, mostly known as A.B. Simpson, served our Lord over 100 years ago and is known for his mission zeal and as the founder of the Christian and Missionary Alliance. But it's a song he wrote that I often sung earlier in my Christian life that especially brings his name to mind. It's so needed for our time, and it's based on the daily verse. I especially like the line, All may change, but Jesus never.
One of the main reasons that the book of Hebrews was written was to warn against apostasy, or that is, the falling away from the faith. My, how things are changing in so many ways. Are we approaching or even now living at the time the Apostle Paul wrote concerning the great apostasy? In 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3, and we have that as a link today.
Well, as I stated earlier, many of us have memorized 13:8 of Hebrews. In fact, it's probably one of the easier portions to memorize. There's a certain cadence to it. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Reading it contextually, it would seem that this grand expression of divine truth does not stand alone. Follows the thought from the passage we discussed yesterday, which was, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. That's verse 7.
As such, it has a sense of calling the reader to examine the faithfulness of leaders who have taught them the word of God, and then to look on to the supreme example of faithfulness, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday and today. And forever. The strong winds of change that alter people's views and affect their behavior is not evidenced in the personhood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not then, not now, not ever. Just because of the descent of humankind that has declared egregious behaviors legal in the courts of our land, it does not make it acceptable practice in the courts of heaven.
Malachi, the final book in the Old Testament, and probably one of the lesser considered among the scriptures, has this magnificent statement in his book in chapter 3, verse 6. I, the Lord, do not change. What a joy to realize that this is just as true today as it was some 2,400 years ago when God went on record through the prophet Malachi.
A.W. Pink writes concerning this characteristic of God, and I quote him, Human nature cannot be relied upon, but God can. However unstable I may be, however fickle my friends may prove, God changes not. If he varied as we do, if he willed one thing today and another tomorrow, if he were controlled by caprice, who could confide in him? But all praise to his glorious name. He is ever the same. His purpose is fixed, his will stable, his word is sure. Here then is a rock on which we may fix our feet, while the mighty torrent is sweeping away everything around us. And listen to this carefully. The permanence of God's character guarantees the fulfillment of his promises. Let me say that once more. The permanence of God's character guarantees the fulfillment of his promises.
Well, we encourage our readers today with the truth of God's immutability. That is his characteristic that he does not change. We may feel like we're living on an ever slipperier slope, and really we are. But today let us fix our hope on the anchor for our soul, which is firm and secure. No matter the tidal waves of change in our society.
Let's pray together. And this is an adaptation from the hymn that Stephen referred to, Yesterday, Today, and Forever. Father, we thank you for the sweet, glorious message that simple faith may claim. that yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus is still the same. For still he loves to save the sinful, heal the sick and lame. He cheers the mourner and stills the tempest. Glory to his name. Yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus is the same. Everything else changes, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's a great song. In fact, on the site today, I quote the whole song. I was not able to find a suitable internet version. I'm sure some dear reader will send me a link to the cyber hymnal, which I'm appreciative of, that plays virtually every hymn. With that, forget what they call that, some kind of computer instrument.
Voice.
I can't think of it right now. Anyway.
Move on.
Hey, move on, she says. Well, we had to share a little bit from our life. We had some special guests last night, both in our home for dinner and then in our church service, Jason and Rebecca Oberholzer, and their two daughters, Christine and Abigail. They are missionaries to the Navajo Indians in New Mexico, and it's an interesting thing, not only because we admire their service, but because Rebecca and her family attended our church for a number of years when we pastored in northern Pennsylvania. In fact, we have not only a photo taken in our dining room yesterday, but a photo taken, 23 years ago at a groundbreaking. So you may find that interesting. And then we do have some music up, a song by Vicki Beeching. I think she's a British songwriter and singer, a beautiful voice, but it's a song called Yesterday, Today, Forever. It's really a nice song. We have another one that goes, particularly because of the line, Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. And of course, I'm thinking of the great hymn classic, Great is Thy Faithfulness. I have a video that's an instrumental version of that hymn. I have a number of versions available, but thought today I would share one that we found that's an instrumental. We do recommend a couple of resources for further study that can both be read right on the line or printed out. One is the chapter from which we read that powerful quote by A.W. Pink. It's his article from his book, The Attributes of God, on the attribute of the immutability of God. And then I also found a sermon from over 100 years ago from Hebrews 13, verse 8. Ironically, a sermon right out of Princeton, which is one of the great bastions of secular liberal thought today, but just over 100 years ago, to imagine that their theological seminary would produce such a wonderful sermon. Well, thanks for joining us today. Again, the entire text of the song is up, Yesterday, Today, and Forever by A.B. Simpson, if you're interested. And there will be more than a few of you that will remember that song, and some of you may be blessed that it's still sung in your churches. I don't think we've sung it for years. There's a lot of great music out, but it's amazing how, having sung it earlier in life, it really comes back to mind. Well, we are again, Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Pardon a little frog in my voice a few minutes ago. And we prepare these messages quite live with no additional studio technical things here that would help on issues like that. From our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, this is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, November 12th, 2009. We're on the web if you want to see these additional materials at dailyencouragement.net. Again, if you're listening to it on the 12th or early the 13th, you can simply go to the site. Otherwise, just go to the previous message link and find the message for Thursday, November 12th. Have a blessed day and continue to find great assurance in the fact that the Lord does not change.